Good morning. Will you turn to John chapter 15, please? John chapter 15. This is Remain in Me. That's the title of this sermon, Remain in Me. John chapters 13 and 14 happened at and after the Last Supper. That's where Jesus washed their feet. And at the end of John 14, Jesus said, "Let's go for a walk." So they left, and they walked to Gethsemane, a place they often went. Judas would know where to look for Jesus there. And quite possibly, they actually walked past a vineyard on the way. There were many vineyards around, and perhaps Jesus used the vineyard they were passing to teach about himself. In any case, as they go, Jesus teaches about a vineyard. The vine and the branches section seems to end at chapter 15, verse 6, but Jesus brings up bearing fruit again in verse 16, so we know he's still talking about the vine and the branches. So we're going to read John chapter 15, verses 1 to 17. John 15, 1 to 17. Let's read. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. These things I am commanding you, that you love one another." That far we will go. And here is the core teaching. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So the center of the Christian life is the person of Jesus Christ. Each and every one of us is directly connected to Jesus Christ. From that connection flows every bit of our spiritual life, however we act out being believers and children of God. It all pours out of him and into us, and the only reason it goes on is that we remain in him. Jesus is very clear. We are called and appointed to bear fruit, and we bear fruit only by our union with him. The word is remain. The old English is abide. It just means stay. Stay with this person. Remain with this person. That is the secret and the key. And every part of our life flows from that person and into us. So what actually is the fruit that we bear? There is no clear answer in this text to what the fruit is, and that's okay. There does not need to be. Jesus does not say, go out there and bear fruit. He says, remain in me, and I and you will bear fruit. Jesus is not trying to tell us what the fruit is. He's telling us where it comes from. If we remain in him, we abide in him and stay in him, the fruit will take care of itself. We will surely bear fruit. But listen to the last two verses I read again, and it will help us understand what the fruit is. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. These things I'm commanding you, that you love one another. The fruit is above all that we love one another as Christ loved us. Jesus mentions nothing else at all in our text that could be the fruit, and Jesus gave that command twice here in verse 12 and in verse 17. If he has named the fruit at all, that's what it is to love one another. But again, what Jesus really wants is that we remain in him, and the rest will surely work out. The better question is, how do we remain in him? I wanted to know what the fruit was, but Jesus wants to answer a different question. How do we remain in him? I was not asking that because I thought I knew how to remain in him. I thought I remained in him by my private disciplines, by praying, by reminding myself that I'm dependent on Christ, by thinking about his words. That's how I would remain in him. But how we remain in him is the question that Jesus cares about, and his answer is not what I expected. So the Lord's call is, remain in me. If we pick up the Lord's teaching from the middle of John chapter 14 and read to the end of our text today, we will see that Jesus has three other ways to say, remain in me. Three other phrases mean about the same thing. Love me, remain in my love, and be my friend. All four of those are talking about the same thing. Remain in me, love me, remain in my love, be my friend. So how do we love him? And how do we remain in his love and be his friends? They all have the same answer, and it's clear. How do we love Jesus? In chapter 14, if you love me, keep my commands. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. Anyone who loves me will keep my teaching. Anyone who does not love me will not keep my teaching. This is how Jesus shows love to his Father. This is our family likeness to Jesus. Also in chapter 14, the world must learn that I love the Father and I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. So we obey Christ's commands because we love him, just as he obeys the Father's commands because he loves the Father. So we love Jesus by keeping his commands. That's clear. How do we remain in his love? Chapter 15, verse 9. Remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. So to remain in Christ's love, we keep his commands, because that's how Jesus relates to the Father. It's our family likeness to the Father and the Son. How do we be a friend to Jesus? Chapter 15, verse 14. You are my friends if you do what I command. Jesus has his own ideas of friendship. Jesus says he's a friend to us by telling us everything the Father told him and by laying down his life for us. That's what it means to Jesus to be our friend. And we will show ourselves to be his friends by loving him and obeying his commands. That's not how I think about friendship. But we must let Jesus have his say here. We can call Jesus our friend, but we will only call him our friend when we are working with his definition of friendship. We are his friends when we do what he commands. We have to say a bit here about love. John's writings never let us make love a personal emotion or sentiment. The Bible as a whole is not that interested in how I feel when I tell God or the Lord, I love you. That's not the question. Jesus loved us by coming to earth, by calling us and teaching us, and especially by laying down his life for us. That's how Jesus understands his love for us. And we respond to him with loving obedience, just as he responds to the Father with loving obedience. We love Jesus by keeping his commands. We remain in his love by keeping his commands. We are friends to Jesus if we do what his command, do what he commands. So, how do we remain in the vine? How do we stay connected to Jesus? How do we abide? We keep his commands. What are his commands? In John's Gospel, Jesus did not give commands like the kind of teaching we read on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. But in this final teaching of Jesus, in John chapters 13 to 16, one command completely dominates. Love one another as I have loved you. The only thing in John's Gospel that Jesus ever calls a command to us is love one another as I have loved you. Jesus gives us this command three times, and every time he calls it a command. He never calls any other instruction to us a command, even once. This becomes clearer in the last verse of our text, chapter 15, verse 17. These things, plural, I commanded you that you love one another. These things I commanded you that you love one another. Most translations change it to singular. This is my command, that you love one another. But the way John wrote it is plural, and the good old King James has it that way, and a few others. These things I commanded you, that you love one another. So the point here is all the Lord's commands boil down to one command. Love one another. Here's where this is going, people. If we remain in Jesus, we will surely bear fruit. How do we remain in him? We obey his commands, which means we love one another. We remain in him by loving one another. What fruit do we bear? We love one another. How we remain in him and the fruit we bear are the same thing. And you will tell me this does not really make sense. How we remain in him and the fruit we bear are the same thing? And I will agree with you, this seems a strange setup. I was a hard sell because it did not make sense to me. But in John 14 and 15, I cannot see any way to avoid this. We remain in him by keeping his commands, mostly love one another, and the fruit we bear is to love one another. Let's talk about life among those disciples for a little bit. Jesus is speaking these things to the 12. By the middle of chapter 13, Judas is gone, so he's talking to the 11. How will the 11 remain in Jesus? By loving one another. And there's a context here. The apostles did not love each other. The other gospels tell us that they repeatedly argued and bickered among themselves about which of them was the greatest. In Luke's gospel, this happened after the Last Supper. After the Last Supper, there was a dispute among them about which of them was the greatest. And now we can better understand why Jesus got up and washed their feet and told them that if he, their Lord and teacher, did this for them, they should do it for each other. And now we can better understand why Jesus said the new command was to love one another as he loved them. They needed to hear this. This, first of all of this, was for those 11, and they needed it. And in the other Gospels, he told the apostles the same thing. Whoever among you wants to be great in the kingdom will be your servant, and whoever among you wants to be first will be your slave. So for the 11, the 12, their kingdom greatness was how they treated each other. And they were in actual fact not serving each other, and they were not even close. So the new command is completely relevant to the 11 disciples who first heard this. Let's summarize this. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. How do we remain in him? We love him by keeping his commands. That is, we love one another. We remain in his love by keeping his commands. That is, we love one another. We are friends to Jesus by keeping his commands. That is, we love one another. This is how we remain in him. And a lot of this happens in our church body. We've all heard this call before, and it has shaped our lives together. And that's very good, and may it increase. Paul tells the Thessalonian church that God has already taught them to love one another, and then Paul urges them to do so still more and more. So that's God's call to us today. Let's do so more and more. And in that way, we stay attached to the vine, and that, my brothers and sisters, we absolutely must do. We must stay attached to the vine. Amen. Let's pray. O Lord, you are the true vine, and we have to stay connected to you. We have to remain in you. That we understand, and we pray that you will come after us if we ever begin to lose that. Help us remain in you and in your love. Be gracious to us, Lord, and lead us with your Spirit. And keeping your command to love one another as you loved us is such a big part of this. We submit to this, and we pray that your Spirit will work in us so that we remain in you and bear much fruit. And this will bring glory to the Father, and that is very good. Amen. Will you rise, please, for the benediction? May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give us a spirit of unity among ourselves as we follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth we may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Go in God's peace to love and serve the Lord. You are dismissed.